our listener Brett on 99.7 JX hyperfixated on a server at a restaurant he recently attended, overthinking kind of how to capture her attention, maybe even if she should ask her out because he knows she probably has a ton of people hitting on her. We said, buddy, shoot your shot. You only live once. YOLO, right?
Yeah, at the worst, she'll be flattered, and that'll be that. So
well,
he says,
I was going to say, we got an update.
Yep. Hey, guys, I had to report back because you told me to go for it, and I actually did.
There you go.
So I basically turned into that guy who suddenly became a regular.
Okay.
Went in a few times over the next couple of days, hoping I'd end up in her section or at least catch a moment to talk.
Mm-hmm.
No luck at first. Mm-hmm. Timing was off, different sections, stuff like that. But then, last trip in, boom, she's my server.
Okay.
I didn't come in hot with anything weird, just normal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the end, I asked her where she likes to eat when she's not working.
Okay.
Smooth.
Okay.
I didn't like that.
Sure.
She told me about a spot, and that's when I went for it.
Mm-hmm.
I said I'd never been there, would love to take her sometime.
Oh.
And she actually said she's off Wednesday night. Yeah.
Well, that's, wow, she's bold, too. She's like,
yep.
Guess what? I'm off Wednesday. Why don't you take me then?
We exchanged numbers, and now I've got an actual date lined up.
That's
so
cool.
Seriously, thank you for the push. Left in my own brain, probably still be sitting there overthinking a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep you posted on how Wednesday goes. Wish me luck.
All right.
Well, Brett, in quotes, my real name.
Yes, Brett, we get it.
He still wants us to know that's like, really his
that's
name.
That's really me. It's
that's
really me.
Great.
You know,
look at that.
I bet it got
results.
Back. I bet it got back to her. And so it almost gave her time to process things, too.
Maybe.
Maybe. That's cool.
I mean, considering the global reach of our show.
That's what I'd like to think, Kelly. Well, that's what I'd like
but
to think.
But what I'm hearing is results.
That's right.
We got results.
All right. That's cool. I like that. Brett, good luck.
That's great.
That sounds fun.
I really wish you would have told us about the spot so that we could, like, casually plan to just go out to dinner Wednesday and just be a fly on the wall.
So
not that we know what he looks like, but I'd just be watching.
Right.
I'd be watching everybody.
Right. Now, I don't know if that's a line that she's heard often at her place of work. But
well,
what,
if it was, it worked.
It worked this time, right. And maybe it's the person delivering the line.
I think that's a lot of it.
Yes, I think so too. So what's the best pickup line you've ever heard while you're working?
Like, and did it work?
Yeah, I was going to say, you are working and someone rolls in with the smooth line. Or at least they think is the smooth line.
I like that.
All right. 502-795-1997.
I'll say this. If anyone dared to, like, throw a line at me, mm-hmm. it's, like, almost 100% working on me because I just appreciate effort.
Kelly, you're so lucky you're married.
Because it took a long time, too. And I
so
had to
lucky.
Be the one to approach him.
I know. All right, we'll hear your best, all right? Coming up, 502-795-1997. If you want to always send in a voice note, you can do that, too. Text it to us, 502-795-1997. Your best line's on the way. You're at work. You're trying to earn a paycheck. It's 99.7 DJX. Someone rolls in and tries to disrupt your work with their best game. Ask you out. What's the best pickup line you've ever heard at work?
Kara, I was bartending and a guy goes, I'll have whatever you recommend as long as it comes with your number. Bold and unoriginal, tip 30%, but didn't work.
Bold and unoriginal. Like, you better come with something smarter than that.
What's good around here? What do you recommend?
Lucas.
It's a bar.
Yeah. Lucas from Shelbyville rolled in and says, I've actually heard both of these. Do you work in HR? Because you've just approved my heart for full-time employment.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I kind of like that.
Are you a printer? Because I feel like we jam. Wow.
If he's halfway good looking, that's working. That's working on me, 100%.
Oh, my gosh.
Alice, I used to work at a gym front desk. A dude scanned in and said, do you believe in love at first set? Or should I do another rep?
Oh, my gosh.
I hate that I laughed and that now I'm married to him.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. That's funny. That's great.
That is such a gym bro line.
Right. Diana from Vine Grove, my eyes were so beautiful they wanted to buy them.
Oh.
Kind of sweet, but creepy at the same time.
Okay. That's great. All right. Michelle, I worked at a retail clothing store. Guy holds up a jacket and goes, would this look better on me or on your floor?
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, that will never work. LOL.
Oh, wow. That's bold.
It is a bold move.
Speaking of bold, Swifty Kim rolls in. Coworker one said, hey, Kim, why don't you put on some stockings? Say Merry Christmas on one leg and Happy New Year on the other leg. And then maybe we can get together between the holidays.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
She was like, no, never worked. He was a creeper.
Nope. Yeah, 100%. That is way too aggressive.
That is very bold.
That's way too aggressive.
For a coworker.
Jesse says, I used to work in a movie theater. Guy hands me his ticket and says, so do I get a seat next to you or is that sold out?
Okay.
I told him it's premium pricing, but I gave him props and we went out a few times.
Oh, all right.
So I call that a success.
It worked. It works.
Yep. Melissa, I was taking my car through the car wash. A guy said, you shine brighter than any finish we offer here.
Oh, he was dropping the lines while he was working.
Yes. Honestly, 10 out of 10 delivery. Flattered, but no.
Oh, flattered. No.
Nope.
That's funny.
He tried, though.
Like, best pickup line you've heard while you're working. We'll get to a couple more.
Jackie, I worked at a dog daycare, and the guy said, my dog already likes you. Guess I have to catch up.
All right.
Honestly, I did like his dog. So we wound up dating about 6 months.
Oh, wow. Another success story. I was going to say that's like,
if you're getting a date out of it, I'm calling that a full-on success.
Yes.
Now, what happens after the line is dropped and you get the date, that's on you.
All right. Kelly, not you.
K-E-L-L-I-E.
Yeah, texted in. I was working as a receptionist. Someone said, I don't have an appointment, but can I schedule dinner with you?
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Lucky for him, he was hot. We're married now.
Okay, yes. See, a lot of this has to do with who is delivering the line on how that lands.
Right. That's funny. All right, those are
You're
good.
You're hot. That comes out of your mouth. I'm saying yes, please.
Okay. All right, thanks. Those are good stories.